Greetings, 7 Second Delay fans. Tonight, a very, very special, groundbreaking episode of 7 Second Delay, which has never been aired before, although it is pre-recorded. It's the episode that Andy and I recorded last Friday night during the rerun airing of Shut Up Weirdo here on WFMU. And we intercepted lots of incoming calls intended for Shut Up Weirdo, people calling the show thinking that it was live when it, in fact, was a rerun. And Andy and I pretended to be the call screeners for Michelle and Frangry. But first, a couple of other items of business. First, thanks to a bunch of people who pledged to WFMU's Imaginary Marathon and credited 7 Second Delay with part of their pledge. Thanks to Melissa in Hamburg, New Jersey, and Michael in Morris Plains, John in Brooklyn, and Michael F. in Florida. Thanks to all of them. And if you have not pledged yet to WFMU's Imaginary Fundraiser, please do so, as the coffers are very, very dry here at WFMU. Also, please join us for a joint 7 Second Delay Shut Up Weirdo meetup in Brooklyn in Bushwick tomorrow night at the Bar of Small Change, which is El Cortez, 17 Ingram Street. I'll be there with Dwayne, Michelle Frangry, Gaylord Fields, and Sheila B. That is tomorrow night, 7 to 10 p.m. at El Cortez in Bushwick, 17 Ingram Street. And now, the official Shut Up Weirdo 7 Second Delay intercepting call screener show. Welcome to 7 Second Delay. Ken here with Andy Breckman, and tonight a very, very special edition of 7 Second Delay. Andy, would you care to explain the concept tonight?
Well, first off, we should explain that this radio station, and I just learned this myself, don't be embarrassed if you didn't know this. This radio station broadcasts other programs besides my own.
Right.
During the week. Apparently you go out most nights of the week, right?
Yeah, we do.
With original programming. Fantastic. Very ambitious.
Yeah. And some of those other programs have audiences.
Yes. That appreciate them and like what they hear.
Right.
So we're here in the studio on a Friday night. Normally we're here on Wednesday.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. We're here on a Friday night while another program is being broadcast.
While Shut Up Weirdo with Michelle and Franger is being broadcast. They're being broadcast right now as a rerun, but they are so popular that when we air their reruns, we get tons of calls for their show thinking that it's live. So this is a way for us to get calls for 7 Second Delay.
I wonder what that will feel like.
I can't even imagine.
But people will be calling, but they will be expecting to be put on the air on another show.
Right.
They won't be expecting to talk to us.
This is the only way we can get calls for 7 Second Delay.
Now, we should also explain that just moments ago, we started this show. So, correct me if I'm wrong, Ken. The success of this operation depends in large part on the Shut Up Weirdo audience not knowing they're really calling us.
That's correct.
Correct? And we should point out that a couple of moments ago, we began this little subterfuge on a terrible note. We actually broadcast our plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I cut it off.
So if you were a member of the Allied High Command in the 40s and planning D-Day.
Right.
This is the equivalent of broadcasting throughout Germany and France the plans for the Normandy invasion.
I don't think that's the best metaphor. The metaphor that I prefer is that I would have had inflatable tanks and inflatable airplanes, and I would have put them, on the coast of Britain.
Yeah.
But I would have emblazoned them all with the big word inflatable.
Yeah. Inflatable, and then underneath, we'll see you June 6th. looking forward to meeting you on June 6th on the beaches of Normandy.
So now we've
signed Ken Friedman.
We've completely blown it.
Do you think anyone will call now?
Well, we did just miss one call. I think we will get calls.
You mean people joining? People Shut Up Weirdo late?
Yeah, people who tune in late
that missed our accidental.
Yeah.
Announcement.
I am an idiot.
No. You're a fool. An idiot is completely different.
You're right. Idiot is putting it nicely. All right. So we're going to fire up the Shut Up Weirdo
There's no way to take that back. What happened?
Rerun.
At the top of the
Nope. No way to take it back.
Oh, too bad. I know you've been looking forward to this all year.
Yeah.
Oh, my little friend. My little buddy.
It was so the only way I could think of getting...
To actually experience a full phone bank.
Yeah, getting one call after another.
My little friend, Ken Friedman. You have so little. You have so little to look forward to. And now this has gone awry.
Yeah.
Oh, my little buddy.
Well, now we have their playlist up.
So we know it's being broadcast.
Yeah.
Do they play music?
No. It's a talk show with listeners. It's a very novel thing. They have... It's a phone-in show. Unlike 7 Second Delay, they have regular callers.
So it's Friday. It's Friday. It's 8 minutes after 6. Another show, Shut Up Weirdo, is being broadcast, and we are standing by. The plan is that their listeners will not know it's a rerun. Will think they're calling the live Shut Up Weirdo board, and we will intercept that call and pose as call screeners.
That was the plan.
It's a perfect plan.
Yeah, that was the plan.
See you June 6th. looking forward to our big surprise invasion the morning of June 6th. That was the plan.
Yes, indeed. And okay. Now we just wait for the week. We wait for the... You and I are... We are caller repellents.
Wait. Yeah, even when they don't know we're here.
Right.
They sense we're here.
A call.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
So wait, do you know what to say?
Yeah, I'll deal with this.
Okay.
Shut up, weirdo. Your call is being recorded for quality control purposes. Okay, that person fled in
Someone
fear.
Someone called, yeah.
Yeah, they called, though. It was a call. We're off to
so
a
we
start.
Know, so we know the phones are working because... That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, no, the phones are working.
If no one calls, we don't have to broadcast this, right?
Right, we don't have to broadcast this.
Hey, so you know what that means? Ken, listen to this. It's like a time machine problem. Listen to this.
Yeah.
If this show goes down, we're pre-recording the show.
Right.
If this show goes down the tubes, we will not broadcast it.
Right.
So if you're listening to this right now, if you're listening to you and me talking, that means that the show actually ends up working. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you and I don't know it yet, but our listeners listening now to me talking now know that the show will end up working, that things will be fine, that we will get back on track, that we will get calls. Otherwise, we wouldn't be broadcasting this pre-recorded show.
Excellent point.
So you know you have a little glimpse behind the curtain, a little glimpse into the future. It's like having your own crystal ball. You know if you're listening to me right now, that this show worked sufficiently enough for us to commit to broadcasting it. Ken and I have no idea. We don't have the knowledge you have right now, right?
Right.
Because we're experiencing it live. We don't know what will happen, but you do.
You know why I think I went wrong on that last call?
Yeah.
I think I said, your call is being recorded for quality control purposes.
Why is that a mistake?
I should not have said that. We do have to tell people they're being recorded at some point. Preferably early on.
You were being a little too clever by half.
Yeah.
You thought you were being cute.
I scared. No, we have to tell them they're being recorded.
Yeah, but that quality control.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now we can't.
Oh, here
even,
we go.
Okay,
here
okay.
we go.
Okay, good luck, Ken.
All right,
don't
we're going to
let this one get away.
Totally different
it's
approach.
Like reeling in fish.
Shut up, weirdo. Shut up, weirdo. Help.
Hey, how long did it take you to drive here today?
Well, I took the long way around. It took about 2 hours.
To drive to work?
Yeah.
From where?
From Hoboken.
2 hours?
Yeah, no, I took the long way around. Went into Manhattan.
That's the long way around.
Through the Lincoln Tunnel.
Makes no sense to me.
Went north up to the GWB.
Inexplicable.
Yeah. And then took 95 south again.
So you're even madder than me. I was an hour and 15 minutes getting here.
Yeah, I went to Newark Airport, and then I got the exit 14 spur.
Hmm.
All right, here we go.
A call?
Yeah. They're hearing a male voice, and they're hanging up. But I can't pretend to be a female.
Okay.
Shut up, weirdo. Would you like to go on the air?
Please.
Okay, this is call screener Ben here. And tell me what your idea is.
I want to start a coffee house on wheels.
Coffee house on wheels, like a coffee cart.
Well, you could call it that, like a hot dog stand, but only coffee.
And this is Call Screener Randy. I think your idea will be a very successful one when we put you on the air. We're going to put you on the air. You're third in line. Is that okay, sir?
Can I call it Joe on the Road?
Gil on the Road?
Joe on the Road.
Joe on the Road. That's a fantastic name. Hang on a second. You're in line.
You're going to be our second caller. Is that okay, sir?
Going to put you on hold. Hang on a second. Just hang on. That's our hold music.
Okay, we got to stay on hold.
Joe is on hold.
Okay, wait, did he say
he can't hear us? I don't think.
Did he say his show, coffee cart will be Joe on the Road?
No, Joe on the Road.
Joe on the Road. Hey, we should explain that the subject of the show that you're not hearing, the Shut Up Weirdo show, is ideas for startups.
Right, startup ideas. All right, so now we go back and we should lead him on a little bit more.
Yes. Okay.
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 He's gone!
No. Because they can't be put on hold.
No, I can put them on hold.
No, but I mean, they won't tolerate it.
Yeah, they won't tolerate it.
Okay, so wait. We should explain what we're doing.
We just wait for the calls.
And we're just helpless. We can't
flood in.
We can't beg for calls because the Shut Up Weirdo audience can't hear us.
Right, we're not on the air.
We can only pray for calls, but wait, you don't pray. That won't work in your case.
I can pray.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like,
it won't do us any good.
I don't pray to anybody in particular.
Exactly. Won't do us any good. I'm afraid if you try praying, we'll both be smote.
Why don't you pray?
Okay, I will. Just give me a minute.
Go ahead.
I'm praying silently.
That's no good. You have
to... Ken, seriously. I'm not joking. Give me a second here.
Okay. That's not silent now. You're mouthing the words.
Okay, let's see if that worked. Any calls?
No calls.
God damn it. Never works.
Now you have to wait a whole year to atone for your God damn it. All right, here we go.
We have a call?
Call.
Okay.
Shut Up Weirdo, would you like to go on the air?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's your idea?
My idea is a bar where they serve pee for health reasons. And we'll call it Urine the Bar.
Urine the Bar. Urine Therapy Bar. All right.
Urine Therapy Bar.
Okay, this is Call Screener Ben here, and you are being recorded for quality control assurances, and you're third in line to go on the air. And I have Call Screener Randy.
My name is Randy.
And Randy, can you help? What is your name, caller?
This is Jimbo.
Jimbo.
Jimbo, okay. Have you been on the air on Shut Up Weirdo previously? Okay, but you understand how the show works?
I don't.
Well, we appreciate, I think the girls would appreciate if you could tell the story, relate your idea using some sort of a funny or imaginative accent. Can you speak in an accent when you're on the air?
Can I speak in an accent?
Yes, something to make, to kind of liven up the show.
And also to counteract the whole urine thing, which admittedly is, they might think it's a little weird.
Wait, so I'm going to say, hold on.
I got you.
Okay,
so. You know what? It turns out that I believe some of the Beatles drank their urine.
Really?
Mao Zedong? I believe so. I kind of heard this.
George? George drank urine with Mao Zedong?
George and Mao Zedong. George Harrison from the Beatles. I understand, drank urine with Mao Zedong.
Okay, Jimbo, hang on one second.
That's a very provocative story. Could you tell that story in a British accent?
I will try.
Okay, very, very, very provocative. This is exactly the kind of call we were waiting for. We are going to move you, based on your story, from the third position up to the second position.
That is perfect.
Okay, congratulations on that promotion, by the way. Call screener Ben, would you put this call on hold?
Doing so now.
Okay.
All right. We lost all our other calls.
Why did we lose our other calls?
Maybe because we didn't get to them quickly enough.
Okay. So how do we do that? How can we rectify that?
Let's just check that Jimbo's still there.
Okay. Okay.
Jimbo, are you still there?
Jimbo's still here.
Jimbo, here's the situation. We just heard from another caller who had I'm afraid, an even more provocative and interesting story. So we're moving you back to the fourth position. You'll be on.
That's okay.
Okay. Thank you for your patience.
Every call lasts around a minute and a half, so it's only going to be like another 5 or 6 minutes.
Now you said it was George and Mousytongue. Is there any way at all FMU fans love John? He's by far the most popular Beatle here. Is there any way
In all reality, it was John.
Oh, it was John.
Oh, excellent. John. It was,
you know,
not
what?
George.
We're moving him back up. You're back to number two, sir. We're going to put you on hold.
Okay, Jimbo, hang on.
Okay, thank you, Jimbo.
Thanks for your patience, Jimbo.
Okay.
Shut up, weirdo. Would you like to go on the air?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Rob.
Rob, and give us your idea.
So my idea is it's a breakup service. And so basically, if you've been stuck in a relationship with a girl before where you're really not sure how to get out, you hire one of your buddies to come and, you know, hook up with her for you.
Uh-huh.
It gives you a reason to break up with her. And then, your buddy, it strengthens your relationship with your buddy.
That is fantastic. And what's the name of the business? What are you going to call it?
It's called the RV Breakup Service.
This is call screener Randy. I have a couple questions before you go on the air, just to clarify, because the girls want to know maybe a few more details. Is this something you've ever been part of yourself?
I've talked about it with my buddies before. We've really seriously floated the idea of making this happen.
Have you, it'd be great if you could sort of, just to embellish it, to make your call more interesting once you're on the air, if you could claim, if you could relate a story where you actually participated in a breakup.
Absolutely. I got one. I could do one from college.
Okay, it doesn't have to be true, but I'm afraid legally it has to be 70 to 75% true.
Can we go through it a little bit right now, Rob? So let's play act a little bit just to make sure that it goes fine when you're on the air. So I'm going to be the girl you're breaking up with, and you're breaking up with me, and ready, set, go. He hung up on us.
It's a bridge too far. Okay, we're learning the parameters.
Let's find out, Jimmy. Let's find out if Jimbo's still there.
Okay.
Jimbo, you still with us?
Still with you.
Oh, man.
Hey, Jimbo,
you
want to hear something great? We just told the girls off mic. We just sent them a little text about your call, and they have never been more excited about a call ever. They are so looking forward to talking to you.
Beautiful.
It's going to be great radio, and we're so glad you called. We're going to put you on hold for one more minute. Thanks so much. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Jimbo. What a saint that guy is, Jimbo.
Yeah, why don't we get calls like that?
Why don't we get calls, period?
What did we do wrong with the other call?
I think asking for play acting.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was too much.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we got another call, though.
Okay.
This is great. We don't have to do anything, and the calls are just flooding in.
Be cool, Ken. Just be cool this time. We should explain we're not on the air, of course. Another show is on the air, a more popular show, Shut Up, Weirdo. They're running a rerun, and we're getting their overflow calls. These are people calling thinking they're going to go on the air of Shut Up, Weirdo. They don't realize it's a rerun.
Not only do they not realize it's a rerun, but they missed the very beginning of Shut Up, Weirdo, when we accidentally went on the air.
Where we blew our sting.
Explained the whole thing.
It would be like at the beginning of the movie, The Sting, if somebody came out and explained all the plot points that are coming up. Spoiler. It's like we began with a spoiler alert. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Shut Up, Weirdo. Would you like to go on the air with the girls?
Yes, I did. I actually just talked to you before, but my call had dropped.
Oh, your call dropped. Is this Rob?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Rob. Okay, so you were talking about the breakup service.
Hey, Rob, you know what? We just talked to the girls on the air. We just sent them a text, and they love your idea. They are so excited. They can't wait to talk to you about it on the air.
I've never seen
them this excited. You are, I'm looking at the board now, you are number four in line, but the calls are going very quickly, and we'll be getting to you very, very soon.
Cool.
Now, just remember, any story you tell legally has to be 70, 75% true.
Understood.
Okay, so if you use someone's name, the initials have to be accurate.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
I'll try and keep names out of it.
Okay, very good plan. And you know the story you're going to tell?
I'm in the middle of talking to another human.
Just tell them to shut up. Just tell them to shut up that you are a radio star now.
Exactly.
Just say, you are dead to me. I don't need you anymore. I'm about to go on the radio.
I can't tell my fiance that.
Yes, you can. You show her who's boss.
Yeah, I'm showing you who's boss.
Who are you talking to, Rob?
His fiance.
Yeah.
Now, was she involved in this story that you're about to tell on the air?
No, this is actually the first time that she's going to hear this.
Rob, we need her to be involved in the story. Is there any way to at least use her name or use her in the story?
I'll see if I can figure out a way to do that.
That would be great.
Rob, you are number four in line. We're gonna put you on hold.
The girls are really excited about your call. Okay. It's gonna be fantastic radio. We're putting you on hold. You're number four in line.
Okay. Shut up, weirdo. Would you like to go on the air with the girls?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Jeremy.
Hi. And what's your idea?
I just wanted to tell them something about that door number two idea.
Door number two. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that would be great, Jeremy. Hi, this is Call Screener Randy. How are you, Jeremy?
Hi, Call Screener Randy. Hey, I just wanted to let them know that guy suggested door number two that they should, if they're in New York City, they should drop by the Whitney Museum of Art.
Whitney Museum, okay.
We don't have time to hear the whole thing. But listen, here's the thing, Jeremy. When you go on the air, it's very important. I mean, this is a real broadcast, and this show is very important to the station. They have nothing else really on the station that anyone cares about.
I mean,
you've heard the other shows on the station.
Just Shut Up Weirdo, really.
Yeah.
It's just Shut Up Weirdo. So this call's every call is very important to us. So we're going to ask you to really speak up a little louder.
Okay.
And to enunciate and maybe can you lower your voice? Can you speak with more authority?
I can try.
Okay, let me hear you talk about the Whitney Museum with a little more authority.
All right. Well, listen, if you go to the Whitney Museum of Art.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Hey, you might want to try this, Jeremy, just to add a little levity. Call it the Whitney Museum of Fart. People love fart jokes, and it's a perfect way to slip one in.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that'll be really funny. So, okay, start your story again, sir.
Okay. If you go to the Whitney Museum of Fart, they have got...
That's going to be great. That is going to be...
You know what? You know what, Jeremy? Some great news. We just told the girls about your call. We just sent them a text. They are very excited to talk to you. They think it's going to be great radio. Can you just hold? You are number three in line.
Okay, I'll hold on.
When we first talked to you, I said, we got to put this guy number eight or nine in line. But because of that fart joke, we're moving you right up to three.
Hold on,
Jeremy.
Thanks for your patience, Jeremy.
And while you're on hold, practice your voice, your authoritative voice, your commanding voice.
Okay, we're going back to Jimbo now.
Okay.
Jimbo, you still with us?
I'm loving it, man.
Man, okay. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, thanks, man. Hey, Jimbo, we've been thinking
I'm
about...
Now choosing to listen to you guys than actually go back to the tape broadcast, which I actually heard was taped and I forgot.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about, Rob, or Jimbo, but I have...
You guys are freaking awesome. This is actually pretty funny. I've been laughing the whole time.
I don't understand. How could he hear us?
I got to say that. Wait, you didn't know I could hear you?
No, we didn't know you could hear us.
No, wait, that's not cool.
No, that's not cool. Wait, there. I know.
Wait a minute. Is everyone hearing all our mid-calls, our post-calls explanations?
Yeah. Jimbo, I'm sorry. I got to cut you loose now.
Yeah.
You're too much.
You're the man who knows too much. Wait, is Rob and Jeremy, are they all in on it?
Nobody can hear us now.
Dear God, Kenny.
Let's put it that way. This is a new concept. We're working up the bugs. Nobody can hear us now, okay?
Now, you've heard of the concept of dress rehearsals, of practicing.
I've actually never heard of that.
Why? How could this? I don't want to talk to these people now.
Dress rehearsal.
Wait, now Rob and Jeremy are in on it. They've been hearing our explaining what we're doing.
Jeremy gave up. Let's go with a new person. Let's go with a new person.
Okay, so we're finally.
And Rob can hear us. So let's talk.
Wait,
to
can
this
Rob
person.
Hear us now?
No, Rob
no,
cannot.
Now, when like this moment.
Right now, Rob cannot hear us.
So we can say anything we want now.
Yeah.
But why would Rob still be on the line?
Let's check.
Really confusing me right now.
Hey, Rob, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thanks for your patience, Rob.
I can hear every word you guys are saying to every other caller that's in line right now.
Rob, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't understand what I'm doing. I'm completely confused. I usually rely on Ken to explain these things, but he's more lost than me.
Rob, can we be really honest with you?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
We are callers also. We are ourselves just waiting to get on the air with Michelle and Frangry.
This is absurd.
It's not as absurd. Imagine what it's like being us.
It's an enigma wrapped in a mystery,
How
wrapped in a very, very stupid show.
All right, Rob. Rob, I'm afraid you know too much. We have to cut you loose.
Okay. So here you go. If you're just joining us, welcome to 7 Second Delay. It is 27 minutes after the hour. Would you say now, Ken, now we finally know what we're doing?
Yes.
Yes. 27 minutes after the hour. Now the show can officially begin.
Okay.
Here's what we're doing. We're pre-recording the show. We're at the station, not on a Wednesday. This is actually a Friday.
Friday at 6:30, Shut Up Weirdo is on the air with Michelle and Frangry. They're airing a rerun, and all of their extra calls, people who don't realize that it's a rerun, are coming into the main studio.
Their topic is give us ideas for startups. So we've been fielding calls from people with ideas for startups. They think they're about to go on the radio on another show, and we're posing as call screeners.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't sound good when you put it that way.
And what's been, it worked for a while.
Yeah.
And then we just realized that our banter between calls, our banter when we thought they were on hold, was being monitored by our callers.
So let's take a call.
No.
Shut up, weirdo. You want to know?
Oh, yes.
Is it possible that they are hearing everything even before? No. No, that can't be because
they're hearing Shut Up Weirdo.
Right. Here we go. Let's try this again.
Okay.
Shut Up Weirdo, would you like to go on the air with Michelle and Frangry?
Hello.
Hello, Shut Up Weirdo. Would you like to go on the air?
Oh, yeah, sure. I have a business idea.
Oh, great. What's your name?
I'm Murph.
Murph, how you doing? You're a regular caller.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're a first-time caller. Okay.
Yes.
And Murph, what is your startup idea?
All right. My invention is an electric dreadlock detangler.
Electric dreadlock detangler.
Hi, Murph. This is call screener Randy. I'm Ben's supervisor.
Oh, hey.
This is Ben's first time call screening, so I'm just kind of overseeing things here.
Murph, at the end, Murph, after you go on the air with Michelle and Frangry, you might be asked to complete a quick survey about my call screening, and I just encourage you to give me...
Are you serious?
I am serious. If you can just give me a rating of, 9 or 10,
yeah.
That might help me get it, because I'm just trying out for this job.
You would be the first 9 or 10 Ken's ever received, I think. It would mean a lot to him.
I'm happy.
So, Murph, you want to talk about your electric dreadlock detangler idea?
Well, I just offered up to the show for your consideration.
Okay, does it have to be electric? Because wouldn't it be more fun if it was kind of old school, if it was kind of steam-powered?
Like steampunk. Yeah, like a steampunk dreadlock detangler.
Nah, I think the only alternative would be like some sort of a manual, like you put a crank on it or whatever. But no, I think we want it to be electric. I'm striving for convenience.
Okay, so it has to be electric. Does it have to be dreadlocks? Can it just be like split ends? Can it be people with...
No, this is a specialty event. It is a specialty item. It's an electric dreadlock detangler. So
now, do you have a lot of experience with dreadlocks?
It's a limited marketplace. So, listen, maybe it doesn't have legs as a business idea. I'm just putting it out there for you guys.
Well, I think they're going to love it. Can I be honest with you? We just texted the girls. They're on the air. We just texted them and told them your idea, and their faces just lit up big time. They are really excited. They are really excited about this call. It's going to be great radio.
Well, hey, listen,
it's going to be great. Now, normally we'd put you, there are 6 calls ahead of you, but you know what? They love your idea so much, we're going to move you up. You are now call number 3 in line.
Call number 3.
Okay.
Right. I have to tell you, I'm in my driveway and I'm in need of a nap. So if I'm not here, we're going to ask
you to hang on. You can just recline, put your seat all the way back. You can just make yourself comfortable in the car,
and listen to those soothing sounds of Michelle and Frangry.
You might want to, before you go on the air, just to relax, you might want to consider masturbating, if you have a moment.
He's in his car.
That's an old radio trick.
I think I'll pass on that.
Okay, it's entirely your call. It's obviously optional. It's just a little tip from an old radio veteran.
This is my supervisor, Murph. This was my supervisor. I think I should be the supervisor. I think that's really inappropriate.
Yeah.
And you were supposed
I think it's inappropriate, but I would push back a little bit. I don't think it's really inappropriate.
I could think of some other things I would do in my car.
Okay,
my
it's completely... Murph, if you don't want to masturbate, that's perfectly fine. I'm going to just have to make a note The girls actually prefer their callers to masturbate just before they go on the air. I just got to make a note that you have not masturbated.
They want them to be.
Relaxed. It makes it easier for them to deal with these guys.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm just making a note. It's no problem. They just sent me a little note back. Hold on. They're moving you back because you're uncomfortable masturbating. They're moving you back to the fourth position.
Number four.
Okay. We got to put the masturbators up first. Thank you very much. And hold on, please.
Hang on, Murph. We got to start giving these people trigger warnings. I think we just lost Murph. Well, yeah. So much. He was going to fall asleep anyway. Shut up, weirdo. Would you like to go on the air with Michelle and Frangry?
I sure would.
Okay, what's your name?
Peter.
Peter, okay. And Peter, what's your startup idea?
My startup idea, are you ready?
It's yes.
A beverage for cats.
Beverage.
The punchline is it'll be called catatonic.
Beverage for cats, catatonic. Okay, now before we put you on the air with Michelle and Frangry, we just have to give you some trigger warnings. There may be discussions of masturbation. You may find those offensive.
Hi, this is call screener Randy. Thanks for calling, Peter.
Okay.
You know what? I just texted the girls your idea, the beverage for cats idea, the catatonic idea.
Yeah.
And they just gave me the biggest thumbs up I ever saw. They can't
really?
Wait to talk to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Could I just ask you a couple of quick questions?
Go ahead.
Is it is this a beverage idea? Is this a product that you've actually tested on animals?
Not yet.
And what would be the ingredients in your tonic?
Okay. It would be carbonated, and it would have catnip in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get whatever, drugged on catnip?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it would be pink in color. Because, you know, it's the pet lovers, they're buying these things for their own, you know, they enjoy giving them away. So for cat lovers, they would get this beverage.
Right.
Carbonated for their cats. It's pink.
I love it.
And it would have catnip in it. And it would be called catatonic.
Now, would this also work on humans? Like, I'm a single guy. I go on dates. And, you know, I'm always looking for a new Mickey, a new date rape drug.
Yeah, like a spiked drink.
Yeah, like to spike a drink. Would this work on adult women?
I don't know what the effect of catnip on human beings is.
Huh, it's an interesting question, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and we are, okay, my God, the girls just can't wait to talk to you. They're saying move him up. You would be number 7 in line, but the girls are saying we want to talk to the catatonic guy. We are moving you up to 3rd in line.
I can't move him up to 3. I can only move him up to 4.
Okay, we have a slot open. Would you take 4? You're number 4 now. Okay, Peter, we're going to ask you to just hang on. Peter, I do have to ask you, are you on a landline phone or a cell phone?
Landline.
You're on a landline phone? Is there any way you could, and we found this to be, is there any way, are you sitting down or standing up?
Lying down.
Oh, is there any way you could stand up? We just find our callers are much more animated and engaged if they're standing up.
Yeah, I'll stand up.
Okay, I will just wait for you to stand up. I just want to confirm you're standing up.
Are you the screeners?
Yeah, screeners.
We're the call screeners.
I'm being trained to screen. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm kind of new to this.
And I am his supervisor, but this is my first day as a supervisor. The supervisor is standing right behind me.
Do you listen to Wendy and Sashu at 3 o'clock?
No, we don't listen to any other shows.
Okay.
Every other show is crap.
Because I'm the person who calls in. I'm their co-ghost.
Oh, really? On the Wendy and Sashu show? What's the name of their show again?
Huh?
What is the name of Wendy and Sashu's show?
Dance with me, Stanley.
Dance with
in the morning tonight.
Right, dance with me, Stanley, at 3 a.m. Yep.
And I noted that our word for guest and host both come from the German word Geist for ghost.
No one cares.
So
no one cares about that.
I come in as their co-ghost.
Yeah, but that's boring. No one. Don't mention that on the air when you go on the air today. That is death. That's death on a stick. That is boring.
They love.
Okay. Do not mention that ghost stuff.
Okay.
Okay. You got to promise me, man. We're trying to entertain people.
Peter,
that's horrible. That linguistic stuff. No one cares about that.
Lay off,
Peter. Peter.
Lay off, Peter. Lay off, Peter.
Oh, I know it.
Peter, just one more question before we put you on the air. You're still at number 4. Are there any other extension lines on this landline that you're using?
No.
Is there any possibility that anybody might pick up during the call when you're on the air?
No.
Do you live alone?
I live alone. I've got both. It's a cordless phone.
Cordless phone.
But I've got both phones accounted for.
Okay, he lives alone. and there's no strangers in the house.
Oh,
and
so it's landline, that, but it's cordless.
Okay. Okay, you can live with that.
Well, I mean, it might be able to be intercepted.
Okay,
you know.
So you're now, okay. You're now number three, and just to remind you, none of that linguistic crap.
Right.
No one cares. Okay, we're putting
you
on hold.
You can refer to Wendy and Stashu, just don't go into the linguistic stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's death on a stick. Stick with the cat stuff. That's your A material, man.
I got it.
The cat stuff is what got you here.
Especially the carbonation.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. Carbonation.
And then you could also mention that it could also be used as a date rape drug.
Okay.
Well, no, yeah. We don't know that for sure. Right?
I say it may be. Maybe it can be used.
Peter, can you confirm that you are now standing?
Yes.
Okay. You
okay.
Are.
Okay. Peter, if it works as a date rape drug, you won't be living alone for long.
All right.
Okay. You'll have a woman in your house sooner than you think. Okay. We're going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on, Peter. Putting Peter on hold.
This is the music he's hearing?
Yes, and now he can...
He's not hearing us.
He may or may not be able to hear us.
So you have it down. We have it down.
He is in number four.
Ken, this is a great idea. This is great.
Okay, now great. Peter...
Because it's like you're serving up patsies to me.
Peter is...
Patsy, that they have no idea... This is great. This is like you're doing... This can count as my Hanukkah gift.
Peter is number two.
Yeah.
Let's go back and ask him if he knows what number he is now. This will be our test to see whether he's been able to listen in on us.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. Hey, Peter, thanks for your patience. I've lost track. Do you know what number you are in line now?
Two.
Okay, you are number two.
Hey,
okay.
Guess what? Oh, that means... Hold on. Okay. That means he heard us? That means he heard us.
He can hear this.
He can hear this.
You can talk to him right now.
I don't want to. I called him a patsy.
But he's number two.
But I just called the patsy a patsy.
He's just waiting to get on the air with Michelle and Fraser.
No, I can't be on. I can't be on with these callers every minute.
But you don't have
to
like the callers.
There's no way to shield what I'm saying now from the callers.
No, there's not. He has a good idea.
Yeah.
I think we should put him on the air anyway.
Okay.
I think the carbonated...
Go ahead. Put him on the air.
Oh, hang on a second.
Okay.
Peter?
Yes?
I'm really sorry. I'm having trouble with the guy who's supposed to be supervising
the
me.
The girls are so excited. The girls have already made
up... Yeah, the girls are in favor of having
Peter on
the air.
The girls have already made up a jingle for Catatonic.
You are the problem.
They already have a song. Would you mind if they shared their song with you?
I wouldn't mind at all.
Oh, my God. They're so excited. They already have a whole marketing campaign plan. We're just going to put you on hold for just another minute. Can you hear me? What? Isn't there any way that I could talk to you privately?
I think maybe now he can't hear us.
Well, why don't we talk? Why can't we talk in Piglet just to be safe?
Okay. Let's test. What nationality would you say Peter sounds like? Does he sound Scottish to you?
Yeah. Let's say Scottish.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hang on a second. Peter, thanks for your patience.
We're in the middle of a big diversity push here. Are you, by any chance, are you...
Trigger warning.
Are you African-American? Peter?
Oh, I'm sorry, Peter. Can you hear us now, Peter?
Yes.
Sorry,
Peter, we're in the middle of a diversity push, as I'm sure you can appreciate. By any chance, are you African-American?
He does not sound African-American.
No.
Oh, heartbreaker. Are you a minority of any kind?
Yes.
What minority are you, sir?
I'm blind.
Oh, okay. So
well, that's not
is,
really a minority.
Well, it's a disability.
It's a racial minority.
It's not a racial minority.
Well, you said minority. I'm a minority in that
Well,
regard.
I guess he is a minority. And this is differently abled. This is kind of sensitive because you're cited. You're 100% sure you are not African American.
Yes.
You've had that verified by other people.
Well,
other people.
You have to go deep into my DNA.
But I mean, okay.
Oh,
did you
have a DNA test?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not 100%.
So he's disabled. Okay, and
differently abled.
Differently abled.
Yeah.
Okay, and you have your cats.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your idea for a product for a startup company. We're going to put you on hold for one more second.
Okay.
Thanks for your patience, Peter.
Thanks for your patience, Peter. Okay. Okay.
And there
now,
we go.
Can he hear us now? Okay, can he hear us now?
I don't know.
Okay, you understand we're now going to hell.
I'm lost.
This is now hell.
Why?
We're hellbound.
You were,
because
a second ago, you
patsy,
were so happy.
The patsy that you delivered up on a plate
He's
to me.
He's not a patsy. He's got a great idea, carbonated catnip.
But we don't have a show to put him on. What, you got to tell him. You've got to tell him.
No, you tell him.
No, I can't. He's blind. Oh, we're going to hell. I can't go home now once Beth hears this.
Well,
I can only prank. I can only punk and prank sighted guys.
You have
and
no
fully abled guys, Caucasian guys.
You have no problem pranking albinos and Scottish people.
Oh, I'm going to hell. I just feel terrible. Oh, this is bad. You tell him.
What am I supposed to tell him?
Tell him that you didn't get a lot of love as a child. You were competitive with your brother. Just tell the whole thing. And this is you're just now, you're insecure. This is you trying to get acceptance.
Okay.
Okay. And,
right. No, I got it. I understand.
It wasn't my idea.
Hey, Peter, thanks for your patience.
Okay.
All right. You are number two now. And I just have to let you know a little bit of background. My parents fought like cats and dogs when I was growing up.
All right.
My mother was actually bipolar. Used to lock herself up in the garage with the car running.
My mother was tripolar.
Wow.
I'm not joking. Everything I'm saying here is actually true.
Oh, I'm joking. Nothing I'm saying is true at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Peter, I got to put you back on hold a second.
No, you can't. We've got to let Peter go. We've got to come clean with Peter.
I'm trying to come clean, and you're just making a joke out of it.
Okay, go ahead. Peter, this is
Peter,
you're actually
talking.
I gotta
put you on hold.
No, oh, we gotta come clean with Peter.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks for your patience, Peter.
Peter, the truth is, and I'm very embarrassed to say this, I'm actually my name is Andy Breckman. I'm here with my friend Ken Friedman, and we actually are talking to people. We're pretending that they're going to be going on the air, but in truth. The Shut Up Weirdo Show is a rerun.
Why didn't you tell me that? It's a rerun?
Yeah, so we can't put anyone on the air.
You know, I completely suspected that.
Peter, I am so sorry.
But I was wondering if you're recording this for your show that's going to be...
We are. That's exactly what we're doing. And to be honest with you, and this just because I'm spineless, when we heard you were disabled,
disabled, differently abled.
Yeah.
Is that, Peter, is that how you, is that acceptable for us to refer?
Well, whatever you like.
Differently sighted?
I like to say blinded, not blind.
Oh, blinded. Oh, because you
were. Because that makes it a verb.
Were you born sighted?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Right? So it makes it a verb.
Oh, so you would know whether you're African-American or not.
Huh?
Yeah, so of course you'd know if you were African-American.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
It's like an achievement. I went, you know, I don't like to brag about being blind. You know?
And did you lose your vision through a disease or an accident or what happened?
A disease.
Oh, was it the Ray Charles disease?
No, I caught a virus 30 years ago.
Oh, man.
Oh, brother.
Horrible.
Heartbreaker.
Yeah, it's out there, you know. I went to a nude beach, actually, in Martha's Vineyard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I came back. It was from a bike trip, and I started with a headache, and 3 months later, I was blind.
Whoa.
Well, if there's any silver lining at all, it's one of the last sights you saw were beautiful, beautiful Martha Vineyard natives on the beach naked.
Yeah, I wish there were more of them. But.
Yeah, exactly. But it's something. It's something that you'll always have.
It's like from a Greek tragedy. You know, Odysseus, when he wants to go past the sirens.
Right.
You know
hold on. Odysseus.
Yeah,
yes.
The door song, from The End.
The Greek tragedy, yeah. Yes.
Remember, he has his crew clog up their ears with wax.
Right.
You
so
mean to avoid
the
siren, yes.
And shipwreck the ship. But he says he's got to hear this. So he has them tie him to the mast, but he's got to hear it. So that was like, man, I got to go to
It's like
beach.
You at Whoa. The nude beach.
Right, I got to go to the beach.
It's like divine retribution.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say
that. Ken, you can't stop a young man's curiosity.
Ken is speaking for himself. That last one. Oh, Peter, right, Peter, we love you. Thanks for calling.
I actually think the carbonated catnip beverage is a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It's like a joke, you know.
And Peter, we're going to let you lie back in bed now.
You can lie back down.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Divine retribution.
Well, he went blind.
Where did that come out?
Because he went blind after watching Strangers
so
Naked.
So suddenly you believe that there's a God, and the God will strike you dead if you visit a nude beach.
If you ogle nude people on Martha's Vineyard.
The atheist has found God.
Right.
That story has changed Ken's life.
Okay, so let's quickly recap. We are recording this show using the calls that are coming into Shut Up Weirdo.
This is pre-recorded. We're here on a Friday, not Wednesday. Shut Up Weirdo is being broadcast live. They're asking for startup ideas.
And man, they get a lot of calls.
More
than we ever get.
I like their callers.
Yeah, they have great callers.
Yeah.
Good topics, good callers.
As gullible can be.
They're not gullible.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another one.
Yeah, let's talk to Gully. Let's just call him Gully.
No.
Yeah.
Shut Up Weirdo, would you like to go on the air with the girls?
Hiya.
Hi, what's your name?
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Is this regular caller Lauren?
Sometimes she calls me Blanchegate Lauren.
Blanchegate Lauren?
Yeah.
She calls you that?
Well, you're obviously not on the Facebook page.
No, I'm not. Okay, I'm gonna write down.
I don't think that's appropriate. This is call screener Randy.
Wait, go ahead. I don't know who you are.
Go ahead. Give her all your trigger warnings.
Well, I mean, the only way she would be allowed to call you Warren is if
because every time she posts on Facebook what the topic should be, I always list the topic of what would you do if you had a dick for a nose.
As a potential topic.
Right.
Which she's never done.
Yeah.
Right.
What is her problem? That's a great idea.
For
show? She explained it once. Like, I think that she's allowed to talk about space like they're a jerk, but not actual orgasm.
That's
oh,
true.
You know what?
That's
oh, you know
true.
What she's afraid of? She's afraid of, there is a station manager here named Ken Friedman. I don't know if you've ever heard that name.
I have heard of him.
Oh, my God. He is the Captain Ahab of radio. He is a tyrant. And I think the girls are justifiably live in fear of him. I have seen grown men. They walk past Ken in the hallway. They pee their pants. They're so afraid of him.
I don't think that Frangri's afraid of anybody.
No, you have never seen Frangri. She won't even look him in the eye, and she calls him sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Really?
I'm sorry, sir. It's really sad the way he runs the station.
All right.
So I think that's what she's afraid of when it comes to crossing a line with the language.
I think his days are numbered.
What's your name, Randy? You made me forget my business idea.
Lauren, tell us what your startup idea is.
Now.
Oh, man.
Alpaca your stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Randy.
Wait.
Thanks for going on your little tirade about station manager Ben.
We can help you. We can help you remember your business idea. I'm very good at this.
It's called Alpaca Your Stuff.
Alpaca Your Stuff. Oh, I love that idea.
Great. Alpaca Your Stuff.
I love that idea. And how would that work?
It's a 100% sustainable moving company. With alpacas.
Yes. Oh, alpacas, alpacas.
Wait,
wow.
Do you mean like donkeys?
No, like llamas.
Like llamas?
Alpacas, Peruvian llama kind of thing.
You mean they don't pull up in a van or a truck. They pull up with a herd of llamas.
Yeah.
Well, the idea behind it is that the business is going to do everything for you.
Uh-huh.
And an alpaca is just a mascot. But it's
no,
really
no,
all about the
no, no, don't. Don't waste a great idea. I think we're onto something here. I think you should go on the air and commit to the llamas.
Alpacas.
To the alpacas.
Alpacas.
As the vehicles that you would use. Talk about no carbon footprint.
That's part of the mission statement.
Exactly. So there's no van involved. There's no truck involved. You will pack all of your goods on the back of these llamas.
Yeah, that's it.
Alpacas. Are they free-range alpacas?
Of course.
Okay, good.
I love this. Wait, you know what? I just texted the girls, and they gave me the biggest thumbs up. They love this idea.
You're lying. Put me on the air.
Okay, well, right now, well, when you first called, you were a caller number 6, but your idea is so fantastic. It's so provocative, so exciting to us that we are moving you up to number 3.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
You're number 3 in line. Can you just hold for a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Hang on, nose. I don't think she can hear us now.
Are you 100% sure?
No.
Are you 90% sure?
No.
God, Ken.
This is adding, it's adding excitement to the show, I think.
So even with all these glitches, the show seems to be working.
Oh, it's so much fun. I could do this all the time.
I could do this. I know we're only doing it for an hour. I could do it for an hour and 20 minutes. That's how much I'm loving it.
I could do it for an hour 20.
Okay,
I could do it all night.
Are there other calls?
You want to go back to Lauren?
You're serving up the patsies on a platter. It's notes? Patsy on a platter okay. Here at 7 Second Delay.
Okay, now when we talk to the next caller, I think Lauren will be able to hear us. Just
wait, talking to the next caller?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Hi, Shut Up Weirdo. Would you like to talk with Michelle and Frangry?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what's your name?
Zachary.
Zachary? And yes. Is this regular caller Zachary?
Regular caller Zachary.
Okay, no.
I'm not a regular caller.
Oh, you're a new caller.
I am just a regular person.
First time caller. Okay,
Zachary. This is call screener Randy. I'm the supervisor here.
Oh, cool. Hello.
How has call screener Ben been treating you so far?
I've barely been able to do anything.
I just kind of stepped on. I just clicked my headphone on. He hasn't said anything inappropriate, has he?
I don't think I have.
Oh, okay, excellent. And what is your idea,
Zachary? But I'm actually supposed to give you some trigger warnings.
Yeah.
Okay.
During your on-air call, as well as during the call screening, you may experience derogatory terms for bodily parts.
Okay.
There may be date rape jokes. There may be references to child molestation. Just warning you ahead of time.
All right. Well, thanks for the heads up.
Okay. No problem.
But we're not in favor of child molestation.
No, I figure you guys probably
we're not
aren't.
Against it either. Yeah. We are taking no official stand on child molestation.
No, I think
we are neutral.
I'm personally against
it. We're neutral, but the station as a whole, our station policy. Ken, don't get into this.
They have to.
Don't get mired down in this.
How can they be in favor of that? I mean, I realize you're reading from a script, but really, come on.
I'm as upset as you.
Can I get back to the
I'm
call
as
screen?
Upset as you, my friend.
Zachary, what is your what is your startup idea?
So I kind of want to start up like a clothing like business or company,
clothing.
And it employs like refugee like artists refugee? And like fashion designers.
No,
and it would be called either Refugee Chic or Displaced Person.
Refugee Chic, no.
Refugee Chic, it sounds great.
Refugee Chic, no.
What do you say?
Stupid.
You're not supposed to be judging his.
I don't see how this business model would work. Are you going to pay the refugees?
Yeah.
Are you just going to exploit them?
And there, like, some governments could like get into giving us grants and things. Like,
stupid. No one's giving you grants. Stupid.
Don't talk to him like that.
I cannot put this man on the air.
All right,
Lauren has moved up to
I mean, the only way I could put you on the air is let's just try. Is there any way you could work llamas into your plan?
Maybe.
I mean, I imagine that, like, there's a lot of, like, llama fur or alpaca.
I see. Okay, because we do. The girls, I'm going to tell you something about the girls, about Frangry and Michelle. They love llama stories. If you could, hold on, I can see how this might work. If you could work, if the refugees are traveling by llama to the factory.
Well, maybe they're Peruvian refugees.
Peruvian refugees. Would you be willing to say to go with that?
I guess so. But
okay,
it
we
be
just
want to
hear, just work the llama angle. I'm here. This is why I'm here. I'm here to help you. I want your call to be successful.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Okay, now you know what? I just talked to the girls, and I just texted them your idea,
uh-huh.
A refugee chick, and they gave me a big thumbs up. They love it. Hold on. They just texted me, are there llamas? And I just said, yes. You're going to include llamas? Yes. And you are now number two in line.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you're number two. We're going to take you. You're number two on the tarmac.
Oh, thank you.
You'll be cleared for takeoff as soon as we dump this next call. Thank you very much.
Right. Zachary, hang on a second. Please be patient.
Ken.
Shut Up Weirdo, would you like to go on the air with Michelle and Frangry?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what's your name?
Chris.
Chris, is that your legal name?
Chris.
Yeah.
That's your real name? Is your legal name Christopher?
Just Chris.
Chris.
Okay, Chris. And Chris, are you on a landline or a cell phone?
Cell.
On a cell phone. Okay, are you in a vehicle or are you stationary?
Stationary.
Okay, stationary. Okay. Are you at home or at work?
At home.
Okay.
Now we have to ask you this. because we had a problem on previous weeks. You don't suffer from Tourette syndrome, do you, where you suddenly blurt out curse words?
No.
That okay, you're swearing to us that you are Tourette-free.
Yeah.
Chris, I don't know if I could trust this guy. Have you been tested for Tourette's?
Not? Why can't you trust him?
Well, you remember what happened the last time. Have you been tested for Tourette's?
I don't have Tourette's. Trust me, I don't have Tourette's.
Okay. And what is your idea?
Jamaican restaurant.
Jamaican restaurant.
Called, okay. Jerk On.
Jerk On. All right. So it serves jerk chicken and
you
stuff.
You said you don't have Tourette's, and there you were just screaming the word jerk on.
No.
He's
like just screaming it. Where'd that come from?
Jerk chicken.
Oh, jerk chicken. Oh, I misunderstood.
Chicken. Yeah, yeah.
I owe you an apology.
Jerk stuff.
Yeah, I owe you an apology.
Game jerk on.
Okay, so I'm going
to... I don't have to be on the air.
I'm going to tell the girls... Wait, Frank and Michelle are asking. They love this idea, this jerk on idea. Hold on, I'm just going to... Wait, they're asking me Tourette's question mark? Hold on. I'm saying no. He swears.
Adult onset Tourette's?
No Tourette's. He's saying no Tourette's. So he's completely safe to go.
No, but sometimes it's adult onset.
Well, I mean, you think it might manifest itself now for the first time?
Well, that does happen. That can happen due to...
You're right. We can't take the chance. Hang up. You're right. Hang up. I'm getting Tourette vibe from him. Hang up. Just hang up.
Chris, I'm
hang
sorry.
Hang up. Just hang up.
Gone.
My Tourette spidey sense is tingling.
Should we check on with... Zachary?
You check on whoever you want, son.
Zachary, thanks for your patience. Are you still with us? Zachary?
Yes.
Okay.
Zachary, we're running out of time.
Oh, that's fine.
Is there any way you could do your call telepathically? So instead of speaking...
I can try.
Okay. Just kind of...
Really hard.
Yeah, just concentrate really hard.
Okay, do it right now.
Go ahead.
Ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
He's not doing it.
That's all I can do.
You are so full of crap.
It was a good try.
Yeah, nice try.
All right, well, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Zachary. Well, we're almost out of time here.
Hey, how did that work?
I thought it went great.
When we got into a groove, it was really great.
Yeah.
I can see the potential of this.
I want to do this again.
You were absolutely right about this.
Thanks to
Matt. Well, we can't do it again.
Thanks to Matt Warwick for the idea.
And thanks to... Thanks to Shut Up Weirdo. Hey,
this man. Is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Oh, the tape is over. Here we go! Welcome to 7 Second Delay. Ken here with you.
And that was 7 Second Delay. We'll see what happens next week. I don't know if they're going to be live or whatever. Maybe play me another pre-recorded show. You guys are loving that. Anyway, okay, so it's WFMU East Orange, WFMU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and Rockland County 91.9 FM. Stay tuned. Yeah, season 4, Emily and Kim was in real life. He stays a stranger.
Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in the dance. Last night I dreamed I was on the dance. for the recently diseased.
Deceased.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla.
So tonight, lifers, we're going to be staring death in the face.
Yeah, in typical In Real Life style, which means that it's not going to be depressing at all.
No, yeah. It's actually, and the funny thing is, this episode isn't at all what we thought it was going to be. When we first set out to make this episode, we were like, oh, it's getting close to Halloween. We're going to make a spooky Halloween episode about death. So we decided that we were going to interview the first guy that we interviewed. We were like, who better to interview about death for a creepy death episode but a gravedigger?
Yeah, and there's one that actually looms in the WFMU studios.
Mm-hmm.
You guys might know him on Sundays. He is Psychopath Jim Fields. And he
from the Glenn Jones radio program.
Yep.
With Glenn Jones and X-Ray Burns.
We got the sober interview, but yeah.
We got the unpsycho Jim Fields. He was very collected.
The cordial and wonderful Jim Fields.
Yeah, and it's, you'll hear throughout this interview actually that Kim and I try to make this way creepier than it is. Like we were so sure we were gonna get a creepy graveyard episode out of this that we were like trying to, you know, we were trying to make the interview creepy, and it's just not.
Let's just listen to
Let's just listen to it, because, yeah, it's, I mean, very typical of In Real Life that we get something completely different from what we set out as. So, here you go, guys.
My name is Jim Fields, and I'm a cemetery worker, a laborer. I do everything that you can do in a cemetery without driving. Mm. It's like hanging out in a park all day. You walk around with a weed whacker, radio plugged in your ears, and cut the grass and watch the birds. And we have red foxes come through sometimes, and groundhogs, and eagles, and hawks, and all kinds of cool stuff flying around. Some days you're not burying people, you're not involved in any of the process. Some days they tell you first thing in the morning, we have like 15 jobs today, get on the truck, you're going to go set up jobs. And that's putting out the plastic grass and the lowering device and moving tents into place so the people can have a place to stay.
Yeah. Are you actually lowering the coffins into the ground?
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Yeah. And then, so you were saying it's mostly with the backhoe that
the graves are digging.
And then is that the same with the burying? Do they like actually bury coffins with backhoes now?
They'll finish the top of it with a backhoe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they use dump trucks, smaller graves. They have
those
little meter-made carts that you see riding around.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, they call them Cushmans.
Mm-hmm.
We have them with a dumping bed on them.
And they just, you just and dump?
Yeah, sometimes they'll just, if it's a smaller grave, you can use a couple of those to fill it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the backhoe will come down, pat it down.
Huh.
Yeah, I'll make sure it's all tight. So because if you don't pat them down, then they sink. When it rains or you get snow and it melts, then they sink. And then it's just more work for us. Go get some screen dirt. Fill the hole.
Have you encountered any, like, one of those big dramatic funerals where they want to, like, jump into the...
Yes. Recently, actually.
Oh, really?
We tell that story.
The woman just, she started screaming. It was all, you know, the priest was done doing his thing. And sometimes they're very emotional. You know what you're dealing with when they get out of the car.
How?
Because if they get out of the car and they're laughing and joking, then it's like somebody's 204-year-old Aunt Tilly's finally out of her misery. And, you know, this is a big family reunion. Can't wait till this is done so we can go to the free lunch. Sometimes you have, they cry for each other, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big show for themselves. If you have to say anything to them at all, I'm sorry for your loss. Keep moving. Let them do their thing and, try to keep them from jumping in. Because sometimes this woman was throwing herself at the casket and we can't, you know, physically grab her. Unless she's about to fall in, then we can't touch her. We have to let her hang on the casket and hope that the machine doesn't let go.
Wow. Have you ever had anybody fall into a grave before?
Not since I've been there. I've heard that it's happened.
Yeah. Have you ever fallen into a grave on accident?
Okay. No. And truthfully, it's not the worst thing that can happen to you. By the time you fell in, the hole's all cleaned out. You're not going to get real dirty.
Yeah.
But it is still 6 feet deep. It's not like you can get out.
Some are deeper than that.
Some are deeper than that?
Really?
Are there any that are as deep?
Yeah, some are more shallow. They'll buy like three plots in one grave, so you stack them. I don't know if they're selling three deeps anymore.
Three deeps.
treaty.
Yeah, tell us some of the terminology.
Yeah, is there like...
Sometimes you get the list in the morning, right? They give you a list. You're going to go